It's a town named for what others thought would happen to its founder. It may sound like a strange way to title a place, but today that city is synonymous with the wildest of the Wild West. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As Bonnie Darlington explains, the history of this southern Arizona town dates to the prospecting days of the 19th century.
We're going back to about 1879. One man came along here. His name was Ed Shefflin, and he was kind of looking for his gold mine, except it turned out to be a silver mine.
Shefflin was using Fort Huachuca as his base to go and prospect. Those are the forts surmise Shefflin's days were numbered.
The soldiers down there would tell him, the only thing you're going to find out there is your tombstone. And of course, there were Apache Indians out here, and they figured he was going to get it from the Indians.
But Shefflin found silver and named a town to mock the fort's soldiers, titling it Tombstone. It was a booming and often wild place to live.
Everybody was carrying guns. There were Apache Indians all around us. We had the drinking element in here. The Chinese people brought opium, and we were all gambling.
The mixture of miners' money and the vices of the day made Tombstone a dangerous place to live. The Boot Hill Graveyard, which Bonnie helps oversee, was soon established.
If you're having a party and you're gambling and you're drinking, things get a little out of hand. So within 6 years, we filled up this cemetery.
This site remains on the edge of town, on a slightly higher spot with a view of the desert landscape.
If you look out here, we're high. We're not going to get washed away when the rains come. To me, that makes sense.
But the story of who is buried here and the circumstances surrounding it is quite a tale as well. It's next time, as we travel the countryside in Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.